Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. An independent evaluation of Massachusetts Child Welfare Agency says the agency failed to protect a 5-year-old boy who disappeared last year and was found dead last month. But the report also says that the State Department of Children and Families is not responsible for the boy's death. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
Back in January, the Patrick administration asked the Washington-based Child Welfare League of America to dig into concerns about child safety following the disappearance of 5-year-old Jeremiah Oliver from Fitchburg. Today's report suggests the agency could have done more, but ultimately is not responsible.
Saying that the department is not responsible for his death is not the same as saying the department did everything right. The department did not do everything right.
Linda Spears is with the Child Welfare League of America.
We're not saying that the department is off the hook. Please understand me. What we're saying is that there is not proof that the department is on the hook. There is tremendous concern about the way the department did practice in this case.
Spears says the missed visits and inaccurate records are all clearly problematic. The report also highlights ongoing problems within the agency, especially heavy caseloads and outdated technology. Many social workers lack access to cell phones that would allow them real-time case info. John Polonowitz, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, says the agency is working to upgrade technology.
We're in the midst of rolling out over 2,000 more iPads to the frontline social workers so that, you know, in the times that they have downtimes or they're waiting in court, they have the ability to be connected to emails and their calendars.
DCF is currently serving more children than it has at any time in the last 20 years. The agency has hired 200 new employees since the start of the year, but caseworkers are still juggling a lot of families. The average load for one caseworker is 19.8 families. The goal is to bring that number down to 15 by hiring even more people. Erin Devaney, the department's interim commissioner, is embracing the report's findings.
These recommendations will allow us to create greater consistency in our policy and our practices and to develop additional tools to help keep children safe and families strong.
The report also suggests changes for social worker licensing. The report finds all these changes will require a lot more money, more than the $9.2 million recommended by the governor's budget. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.